Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and we're continuing our series on development. Today, I want to introduce the concept of a landscape architect, and you might be wondering, what does a landscape architect do other than just make the land look pretty? Today, that's what we're going to dive into, so buckle up. We're going to dive into landscape architecture. Today, we are talking about a landscape architect. What do you use them for? When is it appropriate to hire them? And how would you even interview one to decide whether you've got a good one? If you're creating a planned use development, this might be something like a subdivision or maybe a multifamily apartment complex, you're going to want to lay out the site plan. And that site plan is going to have a landscape associated with it. Now, if you're dealing with a flat piece of land, maybe a piece of farmland, that's the simplest of all situations. You don't have a rich topography to work with, or maybe even a lot of trees to worry about. But if you have that more complex situation where you've got a rich topography, you've got hills, you've got valleys, you've got trees to work with, and trees that you want to preserve, this is where a landscape architect is critical to your development process. They will design the site taking into account the topography of your property. They're going to take into account the hills, maybe a water feature. Maybe you have natural water features like streams and ponds and things like that that you have to worry about. They're going to be very concerned with making sure that all of the requirements for the Ministry of the Environment, the EPA, those are all going to be met as part of the residential subdivision. They're going to be concerned with questions like, what is the maximum gradient you want on a road? Is it 1 degrees, 2 degrees, 8 degrees? You don't want necessarily very steep hills in your roads, especially if you're dealing in a climate where you've got ice and winter and things like that to deal with. It can create for very dangerous situations. So designing the landscape so that the roads are at a reasonable gradient is vitally important. If you are dealing with that steeper topography, maybe part of the property needs to be terraced. Maybe you need to create retaining walls and level out some areas so that you've got larger buildable parcels that are going to be relatively flat ground without such a steep gradient. Again, the landscape architect is going to focus on that. Landscape architect is worried about a different set of constraints than your building architect. Building architect is worried about the design of the building, the functional space on the interior, and maybe the exterior aesthetic of the building, making sure that the envelope of the building meets with all of the zoning codes. But the landscape architect is interested in the combination of the use of the land, the buildings, the roads, and how those all play together. It ends up being a three-dimensional puzzle. They're going to visualize from different angles, from the front of a building, from the side of a building. How is this going to look? How is the flow of water going to be? Is the water going to flow off the building and into a proper drainage, or is it going to flow into the parking lot and mess up all the paving? And if the outdoor space serves a functional purpose, not simply an aesthetic purpose, for example, they may include a playground, they may include a dog park, they may include any of a number of different outdoor features, they will design that as well. So how do you know you're hiring a good landscape architect? It's pretty much the same process as you would go through to hire a regular architect. You want to examine their portfolio. You want to see what they've done in the past. And you want to get a really good sense for their ability to design things within the budget for your project. I can tell you from firsthand experience that moving dirt is horrendously expensive, but even more expensive than that is putting sticks of dynamite and blasting rock. So you want to be able to ask questions that clearly demonstrate that the architect has the ability to design something beautiful, functional, and cost-effective, because if they start blasting rock, they're also going to blow up your budget. If you've never worked with a landscape architect before, just like with any professional, you can learn an awful lot by simply sitting down with them and asking them to put together a proposal for your project. As you're thinking about your developments, and if you have any questions about this or anything that you've heard on previous episodes of the podcast, feel free to reach out to me at victorjm.com. That's the website, victorjm.com. I'm happy to chat with you and have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we're going to talk to you tomorrow.